USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Southern California is under a tropical storm watch as Hurricane Hillary marches toward the region. The watch means tropical storm conditions are possible, with winds coming in at more than 39 miles per hour. President Biden says things could get difficult.
My team is closely monitoring. It has the potential to bring significant rain and flooding to Southern California.
The storm is expected to weaken before it makes landfall in areas of the Southwest, but probably mudslides too. People on the Hawaiian island of Maui are bracing for what could be a devastating death toll, as more than 1,000 people are still missing. Reports say former President Trump is expected to surrender at an Atlanta jail at the end of next week.
Law enforcement officials are anticipating Trump will surrender no earlier than Thursday in his Georgia election case. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis gave Trump and 18 other co-defendants until next Friday to appear. Trump and other defendants have been charged with racketeering and conspiracy in connection with attempts to overturn the 2020 election. Trump has denied all wrongdoing. I'm Brian Shook.
So much for those web image matching tests to screen out bots from websites. Artificial intelligence has figured them out.
Bots are apparently better at solving CAPTCHA tests than humans. The puzzles that require a person to pick certain images before accessing a website are supposedly a method to prove a user is really a human. A study out of the University of California, Irvine pitted people against bots specifically programmed to solve CAPTCHA tests, and it turns out the bots came out on top. I'm Matt Mattinson.
Former New York Senator James Buckley is dead at the age of 100. The Washington Post reports the former politician died Friday at a hospital in Washington. Buckley's famous for his challenge of campaign finance laws. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Next week's first Republican debate will reportedly be without former President Trump. The GOP frontrunners hinted at counter-programming, and the New York Times is reporting Trump will do an interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson while the debate is taking place. The debate will air Wednesday from Milwaukee on Fox News. A Republican presidential candidate who's rising in some polls is looking to earn votes in South Florida. With a morning town hall before holding a lunchtime meet and greet at the famous Cafe Versailles, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie directly attacked the two Floridians in the race by predicting, with four indictments, former President Trump will lose ground after Wednesday's GOP presidential debate.
People are going to start to focus on the race, and when they do, I think they're going to do just fine, and the numbers in New Hampshire show you that I've gone from zero to second place in 2.5 months.
Governor Ron DeSantis has fallen to third in that Emerson College poll of New Hampshire Republican primary voters. DeSantis in New Hampshire Friday night. Google Maps is making some adjustments for electric vehicle drivers using Android Auto.
The Verge reports gas stations will no longer be listed as points of interest. The software already shows a number of charging features like nearby stations, plug types, and speed capabilities. Previously, it was an option to hide gas stations on Google Maps. Some brands that have Android Auto in its EVs include Polestar, Volvo, Cadillac, and Acura. I'm Matt Mattinson.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care. Here to keep you firing on all cylinders. NAPA!